Thank you for downloading this podcast from the Echo page. Echo membership will provide you with unlimited access to other educational material, as well as a huge number of other advantages. Please check this out at www.echo-ibd.eu.
My name is Michel Adamina. I'm the head of colorectal surgery at the Kantonsspital Winterthur in Switzerland. I was trained in colorectal surgery and especially in IBD surgery in Toronto and Cleveland. I'm going to talk today about surgical trends in the era of biologic. That topic cannot be dissociated from an overall trend toward centralization and specialization. Centralization meaning more volume and experience for the gastroenterologist and a surgeon alike, and specialization meaning a deeper knowledge of all possible options. To date, about two-thirds of Crohn patients need surgery at some time, and about 10% of colitis patients need a colectomy at some time. While care of IBD patients has become interdisciplinary with gastroenterologists and surgeons, but also gynecologists, psychologists, taking care of IBD patients, the complexity of the medical and surgical option has also greatly increased. A number of new drugs and combination thereof has entered clinical practice. Therapeutic drug monitoring is made the effectiveness of the drug more potent and at the same time more complex to achieve. Hence, specialists, physicians and surgeons are taking the lead to improve quality and delivery of care. The same is happening to surgeons. Centralization and specialization has led to technical innovation, but beyond the new technique like TA for transanal proctocolectomy and restorative options, beyond nerve preservation and optimization of pouch salvage surgery, we have witnessed the rise of IBD board, where similarly to cancer care, IBD patients are looked after by a specialized team, including many medical disciplines and also many professions like specialized nurse, dietitian, and stomatherapist. It's important today to take into account early medical treatment with TNF-alpha inhibitors, which have proven to greatly decrease patient suffering, hospitalization rate, and also the requirement for surgery. However, it's also very important to take into account the option of early surgery in a number of situations. In limited Crohn disease, the LYRIC trial has shown that in terms of patient-reported outcome, quality of life after surgery is at least as good as what can be observed under current medical therapy. In colitis, it's also important to consider surgical options before the patient becomes so sick that only salvage surgery remains an option. It's important also and foremost to carefully explain to the patient all possible treatment options. While the era of biologics has brought a number of new drugs, combination thereof, an option for the patient, at the same time there is a rise of IBD surgery, and this may translate into individualized, tailored care, taking into account the needs and the value of each individual patient. It's very important to advise the patient and to present early in the course of disease the different therapeutic options, be it surgery, medical therapy, or a combination thereof. As a further example, in anal fistula, success is greatest when gastroenterologist and surgeon work hand in hand to achieve healing. Similarly, in Crohn disease, early surgical option, as proposed in the current ECHO guidelines, might be of great value for a number of patients. Surgery can be curative. We have the option of an ileorectal anastomosis, which preserves the rectum, and the option of a restorative proctocolectomy, which, when done laparoscopically, has been shown to preserve fertility and sexuality. Surgery can be curative in colitis. It comes at cost of the loss of the colon and its function, but for selected patients who don't respond to medical therapy and who suffer from refractive disease, many times restorative proctocolectomy proves to be a valuable option. In conclusion, surgery in the era of biologics has become more complex. It is a good option in selected patients, and I believe that the best possible care is achieved when gastroenterologist and surgeon advise the patient in a honest and open discussion about all possible options, and do that early in the stage of disease so that each patient can balance his or her option and make the best possible choice for himself or herself. Thank you.